Oyster Cove Marina residents were given just 2 weeks to sign an agreement to surrender their marina residency and find a new place to live by this October, a decision which demonstrators say will leave them with nowhere to go. Oyster Cove is part of a 42-acre site set to be developed by luxury real estate company Kilroy into a bioscience industry complex. Bo Bixler, a longtime resident of the boating community, says the decision threatens over a dozen people who live on their boats with homelessness.
I've been in this area for so long. I've seen so many changes in San Francisco and the Bay Area. And it's all about the money, and it's all about building, and it's all about all this success for the huge corporation. And you know, the homelessness has just gotten, you know, worse and worse over the years. It's just trickle until they're everywhere on every street corner. You know, you see it yourself. And now this is with a boating community. It's going to be, it's happened to us at Oyster Cove.
A rule by the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission says that only 10% of any San Francisco Bay marina may be occupied by full-time liveaboards. But waiting lists for liveaboard berths are years long, and those displaced from Oyster Cove Marina are not allowed to transfer their liveaboard status to other marinas on the San Francisco Bay. Protesters are working to increase the marine occupancy limit to 20% in an effort to help current liveaboard sailors relocate. Oyster Cove resident Tup Fisher says that almost every marina association in the United States agrees that 20% is an ideal occupancy limit for liveaboards whose residency often helps to protect the well-being of local harbors.
What's going on makes no sense to us. We're not asking at this point, not asking them to add a bunch of permits or anything. Just take the people who already have permits and allow them to transfer them to another place.
Kilroy Realty said the $3 million square foot luxury development will be the West Coast's largest and most dynamic community of life science companies and research institutions. The company offered a $10,000 relocation payment to the liveaboard boat owners, but residents say that this isn't sufficient compensation to meet the basic needs of liveaboards, many of whom are low income and elderly. Oyster Cove community members say marinas are becoming fewer on the bay, especially on the peninsula, as much of the working waterfront has been displaced by real estate development. Matt Klein, who has been part of the boating community at Oyster Cove since 2005, says the notice doesn't give residents enough time to find a new place to live.
I don't want to live in the upland. I want to live on the water. People have lived on the water in San Francisco Bay since, well, the first ship made it here, and we're going to continue that.
A group of liveaboard sailors in the Bay Area are scheduled to speak at a September 15th meeting at the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission to advocate for a resolution to the displacement, but the October move-out date for residents still remains firm. For KPFA News, I'm Avery Luke in San Francisco.